Conflicts in the workplace. Conflicts in the workplace are a common reality in professional life, even when clear legal rules and regulations exist to guide the relationship between employers and employees. Although labor law establishes a structured framework designed to organize working relationships and protect the rights of both parties, disagreements may still occur. These conflicts can arise for a variety of reasons and may involve issues related to working conditions, compensation, management decisions, or the termination of an employment contract. Understanding how such disputes emerge and how they can be resolved is an important aspect of maintaining a stable and respectful professional environment. Workplace conflicts often stem from differences in expectations or interpretations of rights and obligations. Employers and employees may not always view situations in the same way. For example, an employee might feel that their workload is excessive or that their working conditions are unfair, while the employer might believe that the organization of work is reasonable and necessary for the company's operations. Similarly, disagreements may arise concerning remuneration, career progression, or performance evaluations. These differences of perspective can sometimes lead to tensions that gradually develop into more serious disputes. One frequent source of conflict concerns working conditions. Employees may raise concerns about issues such as workload, working hours, workplace safety, or the general environment in which they perform their tasks. If workers believe that their conditions are negatively affecting their health, well-being, or ability to perform effectively, they may express dissatisfaction or seek changes. Employers, on the other hand, must balance these concerns with the operational needs of the organization. When communication is insufficient, or when expectations are not clearly defined, misunderstandings may develop and contribute to conflict. Remuneration is another major area where disagreements may occur. Employees naturally expect to receive fair compensation for their work, while employers must manage financial resources and maintain the economic stability of the organization. Conflicts may arise if employees believe that their salary does not adequately reflect their responsibilities, performance, or the value of their contribution to the company. Disputes can also emerge over issues such as overtime pay, bonuses, salary increases, or differences in compensation between employees performing similar roles. Work organization may also become a source of tension. Decisions regarding schedules, task distribution, management methods, or workplace policies can affect employees' daily experiences. If workers feel that these decisions are unfair, poorly communicated, or harmful to their well-being, dissatisfaction may arise. Changes introduced by management, such as new procedures, restructuring, or increased productivity expectations, may sometimes create uncertainty or frustration among employees. When these concerns are not properly addressed, they can lead to disputes within the workplace. Another sensitive issue that can generate conflict is the termination of an employment contract. Dismissals, resignations, or other forms of contract termination can sometimes lead to disagreements between employers and employees. An employee may believe that a dismissal was unjustified or that proper procedures were not followed. Employers, on the other hand, may consider the decision necessary due to economic reasons, organizational restructuring, or unsatisfactory performance. Because termination directly affects an individual's professional and financial situation, disputes in this area can become particularly intense. When conflicts arise, the first and most constructive approach is usually to prioritize dialogue between the parties involved. Open communication allows employers and employees to express their concerns, explain their perspectives, and explore possible solutions. In many cases, misunderstandings can be resolved through honest discussion and a willingness to find common ground. Dialogue helps prevent situations from escalating and encourages cooperation rather than confrontation. Within organizations, human resources departments often play an important role in facilitating this dialogue. Human resources professionals are responsible for managing workplace relations and ensuring that company policies are applied fairly and consistently. They may help clarify the applicable rules, provide guidance to both managers and employees, and propose solutions that respect legal requirements while addressing the concerns of the individuals involved. Employee representatives can also play a crucial role in resolving workplace disputes. These representatives act as intermediaries between employees and management, helping to communicate concerns and negotiate potential solutions. Because they are familiar with the challenges faced by workers as well as the functioning of the organization, they can often help create constructive discussions between both sides. Their involvement can contribute to restoring trust and ensuring that employees feel their voices are heard. In some situations, mediation may be used to help resolve conflicts. Mediation involves the intervention of a neutral third party who assists the employer and the employee in finding a mutually acceptable solution. The mediator does not impose a decision, but instead encourages dialogue, helps clarify misunderstandings, and guides both parties toward compromise. This process can be particularly effective because it allows the parties to maintain control over the outcome and often preserves professional relationships. However, there are cases in which dialogue and mediation do not lead to a satisfactory resolution. When disagreements persist and the parties cannot reach an agreement, it may become necessary to seek the intervention of legal authorities. In such situations, the parties may turn to specialized courts that deal with labor disputes. These courts are responsible for examining the facts of the case, interpreting the relevant laws, and determining whether the rights of the employer or the employee have been violated. Labor courts are designed to address conflicts related to employment relationships in a fair and structured manner. Judges or legal panels review evidence presented by both parties, including employment contracts, workplace policies, and other relevant documents. They may also hear testimony from witnesses or experts in order to better understand the circumstances surrounding the dispute. After examining all aspects of the case, the court issues a decision based on applicable legal principles. The objective of these legal procedures is not only to resolve individual disputes, but also to ensure that labor laws are properly respected. Court decisions can clarify the interpretation of legal rules and reinforce the importance of fair treatment in the workplace. By providing a formal mechanism for dispute resolution, the legal system helps maintain confidence in the fairness of employment relationships. Ultimately, while workplace conflicts are sometimes unavoidable, they can often be managed effectively through communication, cooperation, and respect for legal principles. Dialogue, mediation, and the involvement of internal representatives can frequently lead to solutions that satisfy both parties and preserve professional relationships. When these methods are not sufficient, the legal system provides a structured way to ensure that disputes are resolved in accordance with the law. In this way, the mechanisms for managing workplace conflicts play a vital role in maintaining balance within professional environments. They ensure that employees have access to protection and justice while allowing employers to defend their decisions within a clear legal framework. By promoting fairness, transparency, and respect for rights, these procedures contribute to building more stable and constructive working relationships. Vocabulary. Conflicts right arrow conflits. Framework right arrow cadre. Disagreements right arrow disaccords. Arise right arrow survenir. Stem from right arrow prove near de. Expectations right arrow attents. Interpretations right arrow interpretations. Excessive right arrow excessive. Unfair right arrow unjust. Remuneration, right arrow remuneration. Progression, right arrow evolution, de carrière. Evaluations, right arrow evaluations. Dissatisfaction, right arrow insatisfaction. Adequately, right arrow de manière adéquate. Overtime, right arrow heures supplémentaires. Bonuses, right arrow primes. Task distribution, right arrow repartition des tâches. Restructuring, right arrow restructuration. Uncertainty, right arrow incertitude. Frustration, right arrow frustration. Dismissal, right arrow licenciement. Resignation, right arrow demission. Unjustified, right arrow injustifié. Dialogue, right arrow dialogue. Escalating, right arrow esagraver degenera. Facilitate, right arrow facilitator. Intermediaries, right arrow intermediaries. Mediation, right arrow mediation. Compromise, right arrow compromise. Testimony, right arrow tamegne.